Cincinnati is fortunate to be home to a number of fine writers, and that includes authors of children's books. Karen Ansberry certainly fits that description. As a teacher herself, she is the co-author of a series titled Picture Perfect STEM and Picture Perfect Science for teachers. Her latest book is for children and is titled Nature Did It First, Engineering Through Biomimicry, and is illustrated by Jennifer DeRubio. Karen joins us via Zoom tonight, and I'm delighted to welcome her to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara, and thanks for having me.
So we have heard the acronym STEM for a while. Biomimicry is new to me. So start us off with what each means, please.
Sure. Yeah. So the STEM disciplines are basically science, technology, mathematics, and engineering, and they've traditionally been taught independently. But over the past several years, and this is mostly driven by the workforce demands, you know, demands for more skilled workers in the STEM fields, STEM education is really gaining a lot of momentum. So it's more of an interdisciplinary way of teaching that makes natural connections among the disciplines. So students are investigating and they're problem solving and they're doing design challenges using all four of the disciplines instead of learning these silos of content. So it's much more engaging and much more real world.
And speaking of engaging, your book just gives us wonderful examples of nature and how put together with creative minds, we then get this biomimicry. So if you would, I'd like you to read, I believe it's the first segment in your book, Nature Did It First. It's about the burr, something most of us think of as a nuisance when we take our dogs for a walk in the woods and have to comb them out.
Sure. Have you ever walked your dog across a field or weedy yard? Maybe a poodle, labradoodle, boxer, beagle, Saint Bernard. But when you got back home, you found that burrs were everywhere, stuck on your dog, hooked on your socks, and tangled in your hair.
Well, I think I even hear a dog in the background tonight wanting to be heard. Well, why not?
That was
why not?
Perfect timing.
So what I didn't know is that burrs actually have a function. What do they do in terms of the plant that they're on?
Yeah, and that's really cool because everything in nature has a function because nature just doesn't waste any time or energy on things that don't have a function. So burrs actually contain the plant's seeds. So when you brush up against a burr, it comes off the plant and it sticks to your clothing or to your dog's fur. And then it's carried around until it falls off. So when it falls off, the seeds inside eventually come out and grow new plants. So when you have a burr on your sock, you're really helping a plant spread its seed.
A creative thinker, Swiss man named Georges de Mistral, saw something other than the chore of getting burrs out. So what did he see? What did it inspire him to do?
Well, he was an engineer, and so he was just always wondering, you know, how things work. And when he was out walking in the mountains with his dog, it was an Irish pointer, he decided to study the burrs under a microscope. And this was more out of just curiosity than thinking about a new business opportunity. He was just really curious about them. So he discovered that each burr was covered in tiny curved hooks. And because he was an engineer, he just started thinking about how he could mimic this, the way a burr works, and maybe solve an everyday problem. And that's how he got the idea for Velcro. It was really used a lot by NASA.
So there's another kind of sticky solution that came from observing geckos. What is it?
Sure. Yeah. So geckos are really cool. Like they can climb anything. They can even stick to ceilings. They can even hang on to glass. And scientists studied them for a long time and really had a hard time figuring out how they were able to do this. So recently, they discovered that their little fat little toes are covered in hundreds of microscopic bristles or hairs. And these generate a kind of weak electrostatic force called van der Waals forces. And they're strong enough to keep geckos stuck onto surfaces. So they were amazed, and it's pretty cool. And you can imagine all kinds of applications for this, you know, like climbing equipment, robots that could scale walls and hang upside down. And there's a company called Gex Skin that actually has a product on the market that helps you hang things on the walls that stick and unstick very easily.
It's so interesting to see these creative leaps from, you know, what nature gave us and then what humans can take from that. I'm interested to know about a creative leap in your life. I assume it was one. What got you interested in biomimicry?
Oh gosh. Well, I've always found inspiration in nature. So as a kid, I collect things. I collected rocks and fossils and leaves and seashells and driftwood and feathers and lots of critters my parents weren't always happy about. And I read tons of books about plants and animals. So I even got my undergraduate degree in biology. And then I worked at the Cincinnati Zoo for a while before I got into teaching. So I really loved learning about nature. But then through biomimicry, I learned that we can learn from nature. So it's applying literally billions of years of research and development to modern day problems. That's what biomimicry is.
And I think one of the important things I want to mention about your book is that after each segment, you invite children to think about how they might take from nature and maybe come up with something new. And there's also a teaching guide and interactive opportunities for kids, along with these inviting rhymes about various different critters in our lives. I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight. Delightful to talk to you.
Thank you, Barbara.
I've been talking with Karen Ansberry tonight about her book, Nature Did It First, Engineering Through Biomimicry. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.